supporters of the Project Management Improvement Accountability Act say this new law will be transformative to helping agencies cut down on wasteful spending. But all that depends on a smooth implementation by the agencies it affects. With more on the Accountability Act and its implementation, Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. So Meredith, let's start by, what is this law? When was it enacted, and what does it do?
President Obama signed this act into law back in December, and it directs the Office of Management and Budget, primarily its deputy director, to do a few things. Adopt and oversee implementation of government-wide standards, policies, guidelines for program and project management in executive agencies. It also asks to conduct a portfolio review to address programs on the government accountability's high-risk list.
So this was something that was put into law that I think the Obama administration had as policy from OMB mm-hmm. all those years. Now it's, as they say, codified.
Yes, this is kind of just drilling down. Listen, we need to do this.
Got it.
I mentioned the high risk list. It's important because GAO just came out with its latest report.
It's rumbling across Washington even as we speak.
Yes. And as a reminder, 2/3 or 23 out of 34 areas met or partially met GAO's criteria for removing those programs from the list. So the law, according to the
But they found 23 or 4 more to add in.
Yes, right. And that is because of mismanagement when it comes to projects. And hence why we have this law now. So the law, according to a GAO report, because it was even mentioned during this high-risk congressional hearing the other day, how important this can be, also creates a program management policy council to serve kind of as a forum for improving practices for program and project management.
I wonder if it'll get called the PIMPC.
Yeah, that's a pretty great name. And also make recommendations to the OMB deputy director. And this is important right now because OMB doesn't have a deputy director and, in fact, just got a director, Mick Mulvaney, which we'll get to in a minute. So what's important about this law is that it's supposed to make project management more focused and structured because, as we know, the government has a lot of big projects that either run over budget or off schedule. I went to the Congressional Government Efficiency Caucus, which was hosted alongside the Project Management Institute, and PMI reports that for every $1 billion the government invests, it wastes $97 million, which maybe that doesn't seem like a lot, but when you think of how big the government's budget
almost
is...
almost 10%.
Yeah, and you multiply that by all the billions of dollars that the government spends, that starts to add up. Here's Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly.
1% new efficiency over 10 years would save almost $1 trillion. What if we set metrics? What if we said, no, not 1%. We're going to achieve a goal of 5%. Well, now we're talking real money that can be reinvested in the enterprise, fund some new infrastructure investment, or IT investment, or help contribute to lowering the national debt. It's real money.
Jerry Connolly seems to be in favor of it. What will it take to get this law implemented, Meredith?
Right. The act really focuses on the Office of Management and Budget and what the deputy director is going to do. Or in this case, right now, we're talking about the director, Mick Mulvaney. And so during this caucus, I was listening to a panel, and Robert Burton, he's a partner with Crowell & Moring's Government Contracts Group. Yes. He was also over at OFPP, so he knows what he's talking about. And he was saying that Congress really needs to keep pressure on OMB because they respond to pressure from the Hill and from the administration, and that whatever the top priorities are for the OMB director and his aides, that's what the career officials over at OMB will also be doing. And so Senator Joni Ernst, she's a Republican from Iowa, was there, and she said that she had talked to Mr. Mulvaney and said it sounded like he would be very diligent, is what she said, in his oversight of the law's rollout.
Getting this bill passed was really just the first step in this effort, and I look forward to providing oversight on the implementation of the bill and making sure that agencies and OMB are following the original intent of this legislation. Just a few weeks ago, I was able to meet with Mr. Mulvaney, the nominee for OMB, and I told him about this legislation, how important it was to us to make sure that it was properly implemented. And so I do look forward to working with him in the future.
That was Joni Ernst, Republican from Iowa. So PMI President and CEO Mark Langley was also at this caucus, and he said this law is important for three reasons. The first is that program managers are the first line of defense for what an agency should be doing, and what this law is going to do is formalize across the government. You have these really great managers here and maybe not so great managers there, and this will kind of spread out what he said, those pockets of excellence, and move them across the government. He said the law will also ensure more consistent outcomes, which lead to more reliable results. And also, he said the PMIAA will also contribute to a culture of excellence in program management, which ensures that taxpayer dollars are spent wisely, which is what everybody's most concerned about.
We'll hear more from Mark Langley because we have an interview with him taped that will run next week on the Federal Drive, so we can hear his view on that. But it strikes me that this is going to be something that really prompts the OMB to get going, because it is not going yet full steam under the Trump administration. They're going to need a website for this. They're going to have to form this council. I hope they embrace it, because it's something that will help this team get its agenda, whatever that might be, across the line.
Right. After the caucus, I talked to Senator Ernst about, what have you heard? Are you worried at all about the transition? Because they're still building up momentum. Do you think this is going to get lost in the fray, or will it get pushed aside? And she said, you know, again, she used the word diligent as far as Mick Mulvaney. And she said, I think everything's going to get done in good time. So she seemed pretty confident that this was going to continue to be moving ahead pretty fast.
Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom.
Be sure to read her coverage of this. It's online now at federalnewsradio.com.